Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hey, Gina, we have our new microphones.
God, I'm so excited, Anne, and we're actually live and in person.
We are.
Broadcasting from the backyard.
We are. We're in my backyard, and we have our new equipment. We are sitting very far away from each other. We have earphones on. We are professional now.
We are professional. We're, what, 20 feet? These cords are 20 feet long.
They are. 20 feet, and then we have our earphones on.
It's perfect. We look ridiculous, but we sound amazing.
We sound much better. I think you are very equal to me now. I don't think I'm extra loud anymore. I've turned your microphone up a little bit.
I don't have to scream into the microphone anymore?
No, I don't think so. I think I have to whisper more. No, I don't. I turned mine down, thankfully. And if I laugh too hard, I will back away. These microphones are so good that I'm in the backyard with... there's a little bit of breeze. It's probably, what, 80 degrees? It's so
nice. Oh, no, it's like 90 degrees.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking right now.
It's pretty warm.
It's warm, yes. Yeah. But it's so nice out here. We have a little cocktail. You're drinking Truly again, I see.
I am. I ran out of wine, and so I have to, and plus it's hot, so I wanted something kind of cool and refreshing today.
Yeah, I'm doing my Tito's and soda with lemon.
Oh, see, I was going to do that, but I didn't have time to do the whole mixology thing.
It's... ice, Tito's, and soda with lemon.
Yeah, but mixology? that's a lot of steps. I had to, in this case, I grabbed a can out of the refrigerator and, you know, was on my way.
Oh, I love it.
So what's going on?
I'm just super excited to talk about the finale or the reunion of Married at First Sight.
Oh, I know.
It was so freaking good.
It was so good.
Oh, my God. And I'm kind of excited to be sitting across from you, even though you're far away. I can, like, see you in person.
I don't have to sit by the back bedroom window anymore. And
yeah, hopefully you won't get distracted by anything outside.
The neighbors. Yeah, that's a real problem. Who knew? There was so much going on outside my bedroom window.
Your little neighborhood. Well, let's dive in. What do you think?
Yeah.
First, I have to say thank you.
Kevin Frazier. He was amazing.
So much better than, I mean, the only thing we have to compare him to, really, in my opinion, is like the 90 Day Fiancé.
Sean, what's her name? Johnson?
Roberts.
You always say Sean. She's is the that gymnast. The
gymnast? Yes,
Sean.
Gina, it's the
Sean.
Gymnast.
We'll just call her Sean.
Sean Johnson.
No, Kevin was very good.
He really got into it. Like, he watched the show. Even if he caught up at the last minute, I don't care. He asked all the hard questions. It was freaking amazing.
Yeah, he called him out. So let's dive in.
Yeah.
Katie and Derek were the first couple. Now, did you think, aside from what you had heard, did you think that they were still together?
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Nah, just seeing her the last few episodes. No.
It was pretty obvious, right?
I think so. And nothing really shocking other than she's still kind of doubling down on him. I mean, him kind of not being the person that we all saw. And
she took absolutely zero accountability for this whole marriage for failing.
Yeah, it was so strange.
And maybe he was a little immature. I mean, he definitely was. But you know what? So was she.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So was she. He went out. I guess he was going out kind of doing his own thing. She seems very needy. But he's like 26, right? 27?
Yeah, I mean, did he start to go back to his regular ways? He did not say he didn't. So
no.
Him going out with his buddies, was he going out every night? Like, I want to know more detail about how often that was happening.
Well, yeah.
If it was happening every night where he was hanging out really late at night with his friends, not a good deal. If he was staying out late, studying, I don't know. She didn't really say what he was doing out late at night.
Well, it doesn't matter because nothing was going to be good enough for her.
No, she blamed him for everything. She took no accountability. None.
Zero. Yeah.
Until he says, well, she cheated on me and she admitted to cheating on me.
After the honeymoon.
Well, no. He found out through some cast members.
Which we don't know who still. I mean, we can guess. We can probably...
Who do you think it was?
Oh, it was Taylor.
That's who I think.
100%.
For sure. The way she was looking also. So he was told that right after the honeymoon that she cheated with the ex-boyfriend. Whether it was sex, making out, I don't know. But she denies that and says she did cheat with the ex-boyfriend, but it was after they had decided to probably split. Now, when they all get together later, Kevin kind of asks more in detail what that was.
But good for Derek, because he said, you know what? Katie made it easy not to fall in love with her.
Ooh.
Good yeah. for him.
She did make it very easy.
Yeah. There was always three people in their relationship, in my opinion, whether it was the ex-boyfriend or she was, well, we'll talk about what happens later on, but she's a shitty person.
Yeah, I just, she acts like, yes, I was totally ready to get back into this. Get into meeting somebody else, and she was not.
Not at all.
And that just proves that she wasn't.
I think she was trying not to be the bad person, which is why she decided. But 2 weeks into the marriage, after they had signed a lease, things started falling apart. They started sleeping in separate bedrooms. She decided that they just wanted to be friends. And that was just 2 weeks after the reunion.
So it bears the question, why did she even say yes? Like he said, why did you even say yes if it was so horrible for such a long period of time?
Yeah, exactly. She wanted to give it a chance. Well, yeah. 2 weeks wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, no. So she says that it was after they had decided to, quote, be friends
yeah.
or take a break from each other, that she slept with or cheated on him with the ex-boyfriend. He is saying, no, we did not totally split by then.
Yeah.
We were just kind of taking a break to see what we wanted to do. But we weren't like agreed to get a divorce at that point.
No. And what Derek is saying is that after she slept with the ex-boyfriend is when she came back and said, you know, this isn't working out. I think we should just try to be friends. That's when they went into separate rooms. And that's when kind of the division started after that.
Yeah, that's true.
She says no. Yeah. But it totally was the case.
I don't know. Online people were saying, is it cheating if you've agreed to separate? Well,
she's still married. So, yeah.
Well, she was still married. If it was a agreement of, yes, we are going to split. We're not living together anymore. We're totally single. Totally different situation. But she decided that after she cheated.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think.
I agree. I think she was trying to come out of it, you know, looking good and clean. And it didn't quite work out that way. Mm-hmm. And you said that she turned off comments on her Instagram account.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that later, why she did, because that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
That we found out at, you know, when all the groups got together. Let's talk a little Mindy and Zach when they had their one-on-one with Kevin, or their two-on-one. Nothing new. I learned nothing. He is still unaware of anything he did through that whole relationship.
But it was pretty funny because when he was sitting there just going on and on and on about nothing again,
talking in circles and circles.
Yeah. And Kevin called him out on it. He talks a lot and says nothing. So that was, I mean, there was nothing there.
Nothing.
Made him look, you know, like a bigger jerk than he was made to look before.
It did make me wonder, is he entirely clueless? Is he so clueless? Even watching it back, he doesn't even get what he was doing.
No, I think he gets it. I think he's just one
stupid?
Of those kind of guys that he's not one to turn away attention from any female, I don't think. His ego is that big.
Yeah, it sounds like that, actually.
Yeah. Because, I mean, look at his friend, or Mindy's friend, yeah. Lindsay.
Yeah.
Mindy was way cuter than Lindsay. Not that it's all about looks, but clearly for Zach, it kind of was.
Or attention.
That's exactly what I think it is.
All right, we got to go to Mika and Michael.
Oh, Mika and Michael.
So when they sit down with Kevin, I felt she was very nice to him.
She was, yeah, nicer than she should have been.
Wasn't it a little awkward knowing that these couples have split and they're sitting on the same couch? It's very close contact on that couch.
Yeah.
I felt awkward for Mika and Michael in particular.
I think he was super uncomfortable. Because
Michael,
he knew what was coming.
The way he looked, you know, the many looks of Michael, he sort of stares forward. He doesn't look at you. If he's uncomfortable and somebody asks him a question, he doesn't look them in the eye to respond. He looks straight ahead.
Well, that's a typical liar because they can't look you straight in the eye. Right?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Frazier, how embarrassing when they played back all of his
lies,
lying episodes. Now, Mika admitted that she was not as soft or not as nice as she could have been in her responses. I totally appreciate that from Mika because we said that too. She's totally stone-faced every single time she talks to him.
Well, she is, but I think in the back of her mind, she was like, what the hell? Like one lie led to another. And then at some point, you're just over it.
Yeah, she was totally over it. But she did say, I apologize to you for, after rewatching it, realizing like, Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't very soft in my responses.
No, but they kind of gave us a little more information. So they kind of went through his jobs with the, he had a new job as a principal and then that didn't work out. And then he was a director of something or other, daddy daycare, and that didn't work out. Then he was teaching yoga and they gave us more information about the whole yoga thing.
Oh.
Where they went to the yoga studio and she apparently had called a bunch of different studios to find out where he was the teacher and came up dry, nothing.
Well, Kevin asked him, are you a yoga teacher? Because I'm not going to lie, you don't look like you're a yoga teacher. He goes, no offense, but you don't look like
Well, they showed him in a pose, which I thought he was doing okay in the pose. So funny.
And Michael flat out says, yes, I'm a yoga teacher. And he said, well, where are you at? I want to check you out. What studio? And Michael says, I'm at my school, the D school.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, what Michael's doing is teaching yoga
to children.
What else could it mean? Because Kevin says, give me the name of the studio. And then that's when Mika says, well, I called all the studios. They don't know him.
No.
And he just sat there and looked.
Well, because what is he going to say? And you're exactly right. He teaches yoga to children.
At school.
At nap, before nap time.
Now, when they went through all the jobs, he goes, each one of those circumstances can be explained. Can they?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so, Michael.
I don't think so.
Michael. But he does admit he could have been a better man. Yes, you could have, Michael.
Yeah, maybe tell the truth. Maybe that's a start. God.
Well, do we touch on Jessica and Austin?
Okay, yeah.
I have to just say, how come Austin is so pale?
He doesn't go in the sun, Anne.
But he's so pale, and then he had a white button-up shirt. You can't wear,
no,
when you're pale, a white kind of dull button-up shirt.
Did you see that he got his hair cut?
Oh, yeah. I put
so
it out
much
there.
Better.
So much better.
Oh, you put it out there.
Thank you for looking at our page.
Oh,
Tina.
My God. This is my the extent of my notes. I have three lines about Jessica and Austin. You know, he was traveling a lot the first 3 weeks of their, you know, after their marriage, or after the reunion. They never thought about splitting up. Everything is great. I just wish Jessica would show a little more emotion.
She did when he got down on one knee.
Well, but was it even enough? I don't think it was enough.
She cried.
She did?
I just don't think she's overly emotional.
I don't know.
They seem very happy. They never, ever have had a point where they thought they would not be together.
No, they seem perfectly matched.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah,
let's talk Brandon and Taylor. So did we know Brandon wasn't going to show up at the reunion?
Oh yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, well, but then we found out everything else that happened between the two of them.
Crazy.
I have a lot to say about this. I don't know about
you
and how you feel about it, but there's some missing pieces to this story. I don't think we're getting the full story from Taylor.
Well, we're getting Taylor's side of the story.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, I wish Brandon had shown up because I almost think I would believe Brandon a little more.
Yeah.
If I heard his side, because I kind of even am on a little bit of Brandon's side even after hearing Taylor.
Oh, me too. But first of all, Kevin asks about the video and if she thought in hindsight maybe she shouldn't have posted that video. No, she still doesn't think it was too harsh.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable.
And she still doubles down on that and almost makes it sound like I was doing it for the show to let these experts know that why can't you find a good man for me?
That's a bunch of bullshit.
These are my requirements. I put them out there and I didn't get that from you. Why can't she just say, yeah, I admit it. It wasn't that great. It's a bad look for me. Nope.
No, and I'd be surprised if she's not getting some hate, too, because Brandon wasn't an angel, but man, she was not great either.
Totally agree. Let's talk about what happened at the local bar.
Yeah, after decision day, they were at a local bar in D.C., and
well, they say his local bar.
A bar that he worked at, but doesn't work there anymore?
Yeah, I guess worked at before, but Frequents. Yeah.
Okay.
After he's worked there, he frequents that bar.
Right. And she shows up with a date.
No, at the time she says it was a friend.
Well.
But now she admits that it's more than a friend.
It's more than a friend. And Brandon happens to be there, sees them together. Allegedly, they were kissing. And Brandon felt some kind of way about it and approached her, and something happened. We still don't know what. I'm assuming that it got physical to some degree, but the police were called. Oh, Brandon was taking pictures. That's what it was.
She's saying that he followed them outside, that she said, let's get out of here, to her date. And Brandon followed them outside and took pictures and said, I got you now, B. I got you now.
Yeah. They both ended up being arrested. Mm-hmm. And she said they both spent 24 hours in jail.
Yeah. He claimed she pushed him, which we've kind of seen her get in his face before.
Right.
And he has not touched her. He has spoken to her in not such a nice way.
Right.
But he's never put his hands on her. So I can't imagine he would push her. I think she got in his face and said, get away from my date, whatever happened.
Or the guy got involved somehow.
Yeah,
her date.
maybe. And Brandon was like, whatever, I want nothing to do with this. They decided to leave, Taylor and her date. Brandon probably did follow them outside and said, I'm going to get some video of you guys because I don't want to look like the bad guy all the time.
Yeah.
And she got pissed. Somebody called the cops. Who knows who? Interesting.
Yeah. And so
interesting.
Michael was kind of the mouthpiece, which he did not want to be for Brandon.
I don't think that was right. That they
I don't
put
either.
Him in that spot.
No. And he kept saying, I don't want to get involved in this. It's not for me. You know, I am not the spokesperson. Do I know what happened? Do I know Brandon's side of the story? Yeah. Well, Brandon's side of the story was that Taylor was kissing the guy at the bar. First of all, Taylor, why would you go to a bar with a guy that you know Brandon frequents? You did it on purpose.
She was next door and she just wanted to go to the bar that's next door.
That's
Gina.
A bunch of bullshit. She would have avoided it.
Next door. She no. would have avoided it. She's claiming she was there. She was upstairs, didn't even know Brandon was there. Then saw Brandon as they were walking downstairs. Brandon approached them and it's all Brandon's fault.
Well, maybe she didn't know Brandon was there, but just to go to a bar that you know that he frequents, you did it on purpose.
Well, now they have both filed restraining orders against each other.
Yeah, it got ugly.
Yeah, it got definitely ugly. And in court, all the girls were there.
Oh, I know. Because they were witness to the way that Brandon behaved in, where were they?
The whole thing. Where did they go for their honeymoon?
Puerto Rico or somewhere?
Costa Rica? No.
Costa Rica, I think
it
was.
Costa Rica? Yeah. Where the Panama Canal is?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so they were witness to the verbal abuse that, you know.
They were witness to it. A lot of them were. It's a bad look for Brandon all the way around because of how he portrayed himself on the show. It was not a good look for him.
No.
But he didn't care. He's over it. And, you know, I don't think it was right that Kevin Frazier kept going at Michael and trying to get... He started out just trying to get Michael's opinion on what happened, and Michael's like, listen, he's my boy. I don't want anything to do with it. Now, when he walked off and Kevin Frazier went to talk to him, Mika said, Michael is Brandon's best friend. He will have his back no matter what.
Yeah.
He's not going to say anything negative against him, even if he thinks he was wrong. And Mika had a point where she told Taylor when that video came out that Taylor, that was wrong.
Yeah, she did.
She said, a real friend is honest with you. And Michael needs to be honest with Brandon, which tells me that Michael didn't think that anything Brandon did was that bad.
No, but that's Michael, don't you think?
Of course.
That's
of course.
Michael.
He's just going to back up Brandon, whatever he did, said, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I agree that it wasn't his position to talk for Brandon.
No, and Kevin Frazier was kind of hard on him. He kept saying, you know, Brandon showed his ass, and which he did, but to have someone else speak for him was not... I mean,
good.
I get it. I get why Michael didn't want to speak.
I think all that Michael said was Brandon was not the aggressor. That's what his one thing he said was. Brandon
right.
was not the aggressor.
And I kind of believe that.
I know.
All right. So let's talk about Mindy and Zach.
Oh, wait, one thing I want to say. Apparently in court, Brandon said from the very beginning he wasn't interested in Taylor. So that was something that came out in court that really made everybody else, you know, step
yeah.
back, like, well, then what was that? What all your first impressions were just bad?
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have said that.
No.
I mean, it's meaningless at that point anyway.
Yeah, they were apart. Okay, so anyway, proceed.
So, Anne.
Yes. Gina.
Mindy's friend comes out and joins the panel.
Yes.
What's her friend's name? Shani. She came out and What did she have to say? She said that...
She didn't say much. I don't know why she didn't say much. I was hoping when they said, we have a friend of Mindy's coming out, I'm like, yes, Lindsay.
Well, she told Mindy that she didn't think Zach was a good match.
Yeah, but the whole point of her coming out was to back up the situation.
Talk about Lindsay. Right.
And once again, he lied again mm-hmm. about following up with... Lindsay. I mean,
yeah.
The whole thing he made up, he still wasn't clear about what happened.
Right. And Shani kind of knows the truth.
Yeah. Because Shani knew that they talked most days and that he told Lindsay that he was better match for him, that she was a better match for him than
that's what it was. He told Lindsay.
Yes.
That, yeah, what an asshole move.
And that he was going to visit her. He
claims,
that's
right.
Oh, no, I was never going to visit her. But that is what Lindsay told Shani.
Right. And Mindy, well, she probably knew about it now, but she didn't obviously know about it at the time. But this speaks to the kind of guy that Zach is.
Yeah. And the kind of friend Lindsay is, because Shani said she believes that Lindsay did it because she thought, oh, I wonder if I can take Zach away from Mindy.
She she's been jealous of Mindy.
Yeah. So she's
nice
a piece
friend.
Of shit friend. And then Mindy says, yeah, I think I want to try to mend our friendship a little bit. Talk it out. It's like, Mindy, no.
Forget it.
Let it go. You
don't
need all
these
friends. And the reasoning was because Lindsay's friends with their whole group. Well, Shani's like, yeah, well, she's not my friend.
Well, so done. Move on. Move on.
That's Lindsay's problem, not yours, Mindy, to fix.
No.
Mindy just wants to fix everything.
She's too nice.
Which brings up the whole situation with Katie.
Oh, yeah. So at the very end, they say that there are two individuals from different couples that went on a date or tried to see if there might be a connection.
Now, this was a couple that we kind of said that could have been a possibility, although we really did think it could have been Derek and Taylor.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was.
Or Taylor and Mika. I was happy about that one.
Taylor and Mika,
that
too.
That would have been a great one.
But no, it was Katie and Zach, and we find out that Katie is the one who reached out to Zach.
Well, no, Katie says Zach first said, hey, what do you think about
getting drinks or something?
Yeah, getting together and talking about our situation, talking about our married situation.
Right,
here.
But then that was kind of that. They said that, I think, was it after the reunion? I can't remember when they said it. But I think Katie was the one to actually reach out to Zach and say, hey, do you want to go get drinks?
Well, because I thought when Kevin said who reached out to who, Zach was like, well, actually, I don't really know who. See, Zach, for his being as a douchey as he is, I feel like he thinks he's doing the right thing by not saying, oh, I don't know if it was her or me.
Because he's protecting
her.
He's
trying to be protective of everybody except who? Mindy. Doesn't give a shit about Mindy.
But what a shit move on both their parts. First of all, Katie, what kind of friend is she to Mindy after she knows everything that she went through with Zach?
Very strange.
But yeah.
So now what's happening is people are messaging and commenting on Katie's Instagram page.
Oh, shocker.
Very mean. And Mindy is sticking up for her and put out a picture of her and Katie saying, listen, we're over it. Everybody makes mistakes. It wasn't a big deal.
Right. And she called Mindy because she felt bad. Well, because she knew it was going to be found out.
Of course. I wonder how soon after did she actually call Mindy?
She's a shitty person.
The only thing was that Katie felt like she was never fully connected with Derek all of a sudden, and Zach never felt connected to Mindy. So maybe they did have that in common and they could have talked that out. But no, it was more than that.
Well, I think Katie likes an older guy, number one.
We know that.
And Zach is older.
True.
Although not very mature, in my opinion.
No.
But I don't know. It's just a weird thing to do, especially when you're on a show like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So then Kevin Frazier asked Katie again about the ex-boyfriend. Are you with him now? What's going on? And she's like, oh, no, we're not together. What a fucking shock. Katie, I would rather you say, yes, we figured out that we're, you know, really in love.
Meant to be.
And we're starting things over. We're going to date and see each other. But instead, she sleeps with him once, maybe twice, cheated. We're not quite sure. And then says, no, we're not together. We don't, you know, no.
Well, she said it was just purely physical, purely physical. Well, I think that the guy is probably not that into her, totally used her, slept with her, tossed her aside, and That's what happened. She was hoping it was going to be more.
Yeah.
But it was the same scenario as before.
And then she doubles down on, yeah, I feel Derek's been fake all along. Yeah. And then he just said, like, why'd you say yes on decision day? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah. She looked pretty, though.
Oh, and then he said that at dinner last week, they talked, you know, before the taping of this.
Oh, right.
And he says that she basically threatened him to not bring any of this up.
Of course she did.
And she's like, I didn't threaten you. What do you mean? I wouldn't have brought it up. You brought it up. She's like, he's like, you brought it up.
Well, he's got nothing to lose. Why does he care about it?
And why should he respect, oh, let's hide all this?
No. No, 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 no.
I think still, these are normal people who are all of a sudden being filmed. Gina, if a film crew came to our house, we wouldn't be acting different. Of course we would.
Yeah.
Of course. So you have two individuals who don't know each other at all. All of a sudden they're on camera. It's going to be different.
Yeah, for sure. You're going to be different. But I feel like after months of filming, you kind of still let your guard down a little bit and get to know the person for who they are.
I don't think he was that into her. He never was. They were, you know, they were a good connection on wedding day. I was very hopeful.
Yeah,
on
because
the honeymoon, I was
think
hopeful.
Because he saw that her underlying little dark passenger and he knew in the back of his head, this probably isn't going to work out. Mm-hmm. She's a little too high maintenance for me and I'm never going to make her happy.
It's funny you said dark passenger. We'll talk about the dark passenger a little bit later. But I thought it was an awesome way to end the whole reunion. That's when Austin got down on one knee and reproposed to Jessica. That was very
well,
sweet.
And we didn't talk about the fact that all the girls, which was a little surprising, they all got tattoos.
Yeah, on their finger.
On their finger, yeah.
Although
10.
Not everybody got tattoos on their finger, which I wouldn't have done it on my finger.
Well, yeah, they did. Who didn't get it on their finger?
I think Jessica said.
Jessica didn't get it on her ring finger. She got it on her right
her
hand
other finger.
Finger.
And then somebody said, well, we didn't all get it on the same place.
Oh, really? I thought
Something
they all
like
went after drinks.
I think, hey, if you're going to get a tattoo, get a meaningful one. And that's pretty
meaningful.
That's
right.
This is a change of life situation for them.
Yeah. And good for Jessica. She went out and did it, even though she didn't want to get a tattoo. She did it anyway.
Hey, there's a lot of us. I say us, who never thought they would get tattoos, and who do.
And then who
that's
goes
right.
and gets one.
I will not say any more to that.
And that's good.
I have a hidden tattoo.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right. Beverly Hills.
Beverly Ooh. Hills.
These microphones make me want to sing.
Well, you have a stand. I'm holding it, and I really feel like I want to sing with this in my hand.
Gina's dancing around. All right, so Beverly Hills, Dorit has a new house, Gina.
Which looks like all the other houses that are going up in L.A.
But it's way better than her old freaking house that was on like the side of a hill.
Yeah, did you know that was J.Lo's old house?
The old
house? I heard
house
that today.
The new house?
The old one.
Really?
The one with the real steep driveway. Ew. And that was a shitty house.
I did not like that house. Lots of questions about this, which they tried to answer because they knew they were going to get all these questions.
The legal money issues?
Yeah. So they have this beautiful new house. Looks beautiful. Yes. Very large.
A little over $6 million, Ann.
No big deal.
Chump change.
9,000 square feet. You need that for two kids. Of course you do.
But it's in Encino. So a little less expensive than Beverly Hills. It's out in Kyle's Hood.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Still beautiful. So then the producer asks her, is your husband's name on the deed to the house? And she kind of looks at him and she goes, is your house in both your names? And the producer didn't answer. And I thought, yes.
Yeah.
When you're married, you normally buy a house and put it in both your names.
Well, if your husband's going through bankruptcy, though, you don't put it in his name because it's protected if it's not in his name. So that's why it's in her name and not his name.
But why couldn't she just say that? Everybody knows because they address it later with PK about his bankruptcy and how he came into his money, what his thing was, how he made all his money.
Because they want to put up the front that they're super wealthy, which I don't think they're as wealthy as they want us to believe.
Well, now he says that, you know, he made a lot of money, but then because of the crash years ago, he lost a lot of money. But he has a lawsuit against him. It's not just he filed bankruptcy. There's a lawsuit against him. Like people saying he's a con man.
Well, yeah, because we've heard that a lot about him. I'm not sure in what regard he is. Well, he does something with real estate development or flipping or what does he do?
I don't know what. Yeah, he was in real estate, but I don't know how he went from real estate to managing Boy George.
And I think Boy George is the only talent that he manages, right?
I I think so. I mean, they haven't said anything more.
What does he do?
Yeah, I'm still confused on how they bought the house, though. It doesn't matter. So if he's filed bankruptcy, it's all her money. I don't know, Beverly Beach.
Beverly Beach.
Money? She had to settle with that partner.
Well, yeah, because she owed that guy money that she never paid, and he took her to court.
Yeah,
and
the investor.
Right.
They settled.
So I'm sure she had to pay him a shitload of money.
How much do you think she's getting for Real Housewives? Million? More?
Well, I heard Tamara Judge was getting $900,000 an episode her last year. So she's not getting that much. Maybe around $400,000-$500,000 a year.
Okay, so Beverly Beach must be doing really well. I don't get it.
Well, it is out there. I did check, and it is out there.
Okay.
But what's Boy George doing? Nothing right now.
Call me.
I mean, he can't be pulling in that much money.
I'd spend $25 on a ticket.
$25, Ann. Not $2,500 a ticket.
Okay, so Garcelle, a lot of house things. Garcelle picks up Allie Landry, another like total.
I was
80s
shocked
actress.
To see Allie Landry with Garcelle.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Allie Landry had a nose job. Did you notice? It was very evident right from the get go.
I thought she had it a long time ago. No? Is this a new nose job?
I think so. I didn't recognize her at first.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I think I've seen her. She's been on a few Instagram pages. Somebody else is really good friends with her. Now I can't remember who. Another one of the housewives.
Yeah.
They go to look at her new house. It's a 3,200 square foot track home.
Yeah. And I was trying to figure out where is this also in Encino? Where are they building track homes? It's not in Beverly Hills.
Brand new home. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's just so
it's like a
cutter.
Yeah, it's like your average.
Mm-hmm. I guess home. I kind of like it now that I think about it. Like, she's just a normal mom trying to, you know, make her way. And
oh, maybe it's in Calabasas or somewhere.
Maybe. They build it
yeah,
out
it's
there?
An average. Well, I mean, there's a lot of land. But it's nothing extravagant.
No. But it's still large.
Yeah.
3,200 square
feet. It's very nice.
Big. So we find out a little bit more about her situation. So her husband was her agent. They were married for a long period of time, 9 years. She found a text. Or an email. Can't remember which
one. No, it was a text. She grabbed his phone and she saw a text.
Him telling somebody he loved them. She asks him about it. He said, yes, I'm having an affair. She said, how long? He said, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. They were married 9 years. Mm-hmm. So, God, that's terrible.
And not only that, she sent out a mass email to all of their friends saying.
Well, to his in his company.
Yeah.
To his coworkers. Everybody. And said, what did he say? Or what did
it
she
like,
say?
What does Tiger Woods, somebody else have in common with my husband?
Yeah.
They've been cheating on their wife, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, brutal.
And then it got, quote, leaked to the press. Ooh.
I wonder who did that.
I wonder.
But I kind of love it.
Oh, my God. It's very ballsy.
Yeah, I think she's going to be good. She's
yeah,
going to be.
Now I'm feeling a little more like, all right, okay, Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Garcelle.
Garcelle, yeah. I think she's going to kind of step back a little bit and just observe and just say how she feels.
Mm-hmm. Now, she has also an older son we saw.
Oh, like right. 28-year-old. She's going to be a grandma.
She's going to be a grandma. And then when her and
Erica
had lunch.
Yeah.
And she told Erica, oh, my God, I'm going to be a grandmother. Erica's like, oh, my God, I have a 27-year-old son. I could be a grandmother. Yeah, Erica, you're like us. You could be grandparents. You could have been grandparents 10 years prior. We could have all been grandparents.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank God we're not.
For sure. I think they're going to get along. In fact, I heard Garcelle say that she and Erica, I think, are the closest of the castmates.
I can see that. Definitely.
What the fuck was Teddy's coach's retreat?
Well, first, let's talk about a little bit about Garcelle asking Erica about Tom Girardi.
Right.
That was
God.
An interesting conversation.
Oh, she almost choked on her salad or whatever it was.
First, he's 80. And mm-hmm. 80, Gina. Oh my God.
33 years age difference.
Which
is whatever.
80.
Not for me, but whatever.
80.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I fully believe, and this is what I heard. I heard that she's held up in an apartment or a condo in downtown Los Angeles with Mikey Minden. She's not in Pasadena at the house with him. And their marriage at this point is more of a companionship / arrangement than it is an actual marriage.
I think she definitely loves him. She's been with him for 20 years.
Loves him like a father?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of that. I do. Don't you? I think they probably have sex once in a while. Well, once in a while.
I mean, she's Erica Jane, for God's sake. Yeah. I can't imagine her, you know, feeling sexy around him.
Now, there are rumors. So she got the show in Chicago.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It did get cut short because of this pandemic. Right. Sad for her. But somebody said that at her opening, and it could have been our friend David Yontef, that Mr. Tom Girardi was not even at her opening, which seems a little strange.
He had a case, Anne. A very important case. He had to be in court.
Could have been, but...
Well, it sounds like... Know. Does he have a companion travel with him? I think he might.
Well, I remember last season, I thought possibly he had had a tiny stroke. He looked a little bit like off. Something had happened, but he was sick. So... I don't know. I mean, he's old. He's old.
God bless him if he's 80 and has a wife like Erica Jane.
You know? Yeah.
And she says that he was a very good dad, you know, support person to her son. Mm-hmm. So.
Hey, listen, 20 years, I'll give it to her. I think it is an arrangement at this point, but who cares?
Yeah.
She put in the time.
She put in the time. Now, that son of hers, we've seen him grown up. Have you seen him? Pictures of him? There have been some pictures out there. He looks exactly like her.
Oh, really?
Didn't you think?
Wait, old her or new her?
No, the picture that they showed with her son, like probably 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You didn't remember seeing it?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he's a spitting image of her.
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember what happened to the father. Never in their lives?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's in the in her book.
I don't feel like reading the book. Okay, let's talk a little Sutton. And her dinner with Kyle. So we found out with Sutton, the reason why she's not a full housewife is because she didn't want her kids to be filmed. Or I'm not sure if it was her not wanting her kids to be filmed or her ex-husband.
I think it was her ex-husband.
I think it was too. So she got demoted, but she still brings it. I'm sorry. I get a kick out of freaking Sutton. I know she's ridiculous.
She's a freaking nut job.
She is, but I love it. She's a little Sonia-esque.
She is. And that's why I say she's probably a better fit for New York.
Yeah.
Although it might be a lot to have her plus Sonia plus Dorinda.
Listen, New York doesn't need anybody else.
True. Oh, my God.
I think, honestly, Sutton would have been good with LVP. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Now, is Sutton the same age as the other ladies? Or is she? She's got young boys, right?
I can't remember.
She just comes off a little bit older.
Yeah, she was married 17 years. That's not that long.
No.
So I think her kids are a little bit younger. Well, they're under 18, that's for sure. But she does present herself a little older. I'm not sure why or what it is.
Well, the way she carries herself, the way she dresses.
She's very couture. Everything's couture.
Everything's couture.
I wear couture. That's couture. I do love when she used the expression to Kyle, yeah, we got to have a party and play yacht rock. And Kyle's like, I don't know what that is. It's rock, you play it on a yacht.
Hello. You don't know what rock,
you know what yacht
that is? Rock
is? It's old ass music. It's 80s and 90s music.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. So we find out that Denise had to have surgery. She had a femoral hernia.
Yeah.
Femoral hernia. Actually, my brother has one.
Oh, no.
And he's had it for a long period of time. And he was supposed to have surgery right before this pandemic. And it got canceled.
Well, you better get that taken care of.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Anyway, she had surgery. It was double hernia.
Four. Didn't they say it was like a quadruple?
Yeah, like on both sides. Here's what I decided, Gina. If I ever have surgery of some sort, I don't care what it is, I think I want to do my recovery in a 5-star hotel. Like all these people do their recoveries in hotels.
And well, why?
I don't know, but I love that idea.
Well, don't you normally do that if you have like a...
Money?
Face? Yeah, but, well, money, number one. But when you have a facelift and stuff, sometimes they put you up in
why?
So you can recover in the privacy of a room with room service and all of that.
Love that idea.
But I don't know why she was in a hotel unless she was far away from her house.
Maybe. I mean, they live in Malibu.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's true. Malibu to downtown LA could take an hour and a half.
I do like their little house in Malibu. It's not even little.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. What else?
So let's talk about Teddy's coach's retreat nobody wants to go to. Yeah. Why did she even invite people? To promote her business, do you think? Nobody wants to go to this fucking retreat.
Here's the thing with Teddy. I think she wants to prove that what she does is real. You know, what her business is real. these women kind of gave her a hard time about, oh my God, what is accountability coach? What is that? I think she wants to show them that this is what I do for a living. But the way she presented the invitation,
it was bad.
So Teddy. It's like, I'm going to be doing this thing. It's a weekend long, but I'd love you, for you to come for a day, but you really don't have to come. In fact, if you're too busy, I get it. She was trying to give them an out, which in her mind was being nice to them. But when it turned around was like, I don't care if you come anyway. Because all of them were like, well, if you're giving me an out, I'm going to take an out because nobody wants to go.
Of course. Yeah. She should not have said that. Just put the invitation out there if you want to. And if they want to come, fine. But you don't have to keep going on and on about, if you're busy, I get it. If you, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And then
nobody
in person,
cares.
They kind of called her on it. And Sutton said, well, I was going to come, but if you said I don't have to, then I won't. I really don't want to be there, but I was going to come to support you. She's like, well, then I don't want you there. I don't care.
She does care.
She cares too much.
Well, and we see next week that it brings her to tears because pretty much everybody
it doesn't help that
says
she's
they don't want to go.
Pregnant and extra emotional.
Oh, that's true.
Sutton was pretty funny at the opening of her store called Sutton.
Yeah, of course. What else is it going to be called?
And that mayor showed up. And
oh, that whispers to his handler. Like, so who is it I'm supposed to be talking to or asking for?
What's her name?
Sutton. And she's such a ding dong. It's like, oh, you're the mayor. Oh, you're a handsome mayor. By the way, the parking here really sucks.
Who was her friend? Jennifer Tilly. Don't they seem like a match made in heaven?
Of
Jennifer
course.
Jennifer Tilly and Sutton.
Of course. They're both equally dingy.
And then she's like, I don't have to make my own money, but it's kind of cool if I did. So I'm going to open up this little boutique.
Too much.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Too much Sutton.
Yes. So anyway, I'm looking forward to next week. I'm loving it. I really am loving it.
We didn't see a whole lot of Kyle in this episode.
Very little. And I heard that we're not going to see a bunch of Kyle in a few episodes.
Is that because she's filming Halloween?
Oh, it could
maybe
be. Maybe. I can't remember what it said the reason was. I don't remember.
She's very busy, Anne. Very busy.
I think she was on Andy Cohen Live, her and Lisa Rinna. It was on the radio station, on Sirius Radio.
Yeah.
That I heard them. And Kyle, they were all pretty, you know, vocal about, yeah, there's people that I don't like and people that I get along with and people that I get along with now that I won't get along with later. And really, they have a hard time with the fact that somebody in the group just isn't being her authentic self. And of course, we know that's Denise.
Well, yeah, but so this is what I heard on a vlog that I happened to get sucked into. Brandy apparently said on her podcast, so now she's kind of backpedaling.
Brandy is?
Right, because Page Six said that there was a months-long affair that took place, right? And I think they're the ones that came out and said this.
Yeah.
She said it was one night and all they did was make out, and she just wanted Denise to tell the truth. So now she's backpedaling, saying that it wasn't a months-long affair. She said she never said that. So I'm just wondering, did they embellish the story? Who leaked it to what? Somebody leaked it to make it sound like it was this big, long, dramatic thing. And now, come to find out, it was not. It was a one-night drunken make-out session. And that's all it was.
That's very interesting. So if that's coming out now, I would be pissed too if I were
Denise. Of course.
Thank you. I'd be super pissed.
Right. So did someone or did the housewives leak this stuff to make it sound, to drum up, you know, a lot of interest for this season? Who said it?
I don't know, but I think it was Lisa and Kyle to Andy today that said, oh, the season is so juicy.
We'll see. And by the way, did you happen to notice Lisa Rinna is wearing an awful lot of pink lately?
No.
She wore pink on her hike. She wears bright pink on her confessional. Pink, pink, pink.
Maybe she can wear all the pink now.
Is there a hidden reason why she's wearing pink? I think there could be.
With Lisa Rinna, there definitely could be.
Of course.
Also, her daughter who started school in New York.
Yeah.
Back home. We found out this episode that she was having a really hard time.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Those girls have a lot of issues. It's very sad.
Yeah. Should we touch on Summer House a little bit?
Yeah. Let's talk about Summer House.
Well, obviously the main story there. Well, a couple main stories. Hannah and Luke. Hannah told Luke that she wanted to be friends. That's it. Because he obviously wasn't fully invested in a relationship with her, from her opinion.
She said it, but she didn't mean it.
No. She likes him. I am not hating Luke. I don't think it's that big of a deal. These are two single people who have an agreement. He's very honest with Hannah. Did he tell her he slept with somebody? No. Why would he have to? I don't think if you're dating multiple people that you have to tell one of the, you know, a few of the people.
Well, they're not exclusive.
He's not sleeping with Hannah. That's why he won't sleep with her.
No, and I was so annoyed because Paige and Amanda got so involved in the whole Hannah and Luke thing. I thought it was none of their business. I thought they carried it on for way too long. And I would have been pissed, too, if I were Luke. And Hannah should have been pissed, too. Well, she kind of was.
She did get pissed. Now, I think it started out, obviously, with Paige and Amanda being more concerned for their friend. Started out that way.
Yeah.
Then they started getting more pissed. And then I felt like Paige backed off a little bit, but Amanda just went in. And people are saying online, oh, isn't it interesting that Amanda's going in on Luke when her fiance was the one that cheated multiple times while they were dating.
And yeah, he was her fiance.
Yeah.
Before and after.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it was too much. There was just too much invasion of their business.
Did you think it was bad that Jules brought it up at dinner?
Well, yeah. First of all, the minute she was sitting in that back seat and Kyle said, okay, you know, cone of silence or girl code or whatever.
Code of silence.
Whatever, you know, he said. Her eyes like about bust out of her head. And you knew immediately that she was going to take this information or right back to the girls. But to bring it up at the dinner table like that was so bad.
It was so bad. But I sort of appreciated it because, listen, Jules will not be back next season. Pretty sure.
Jules needs to go. She bugs the crap out of me. I don't know what it is about her.
It's so funny that, so now this episode, her and Carl, they hung out in the city the week before. They're like friends now. Carl has somebody to confide in.
Well, yeah. Carl, the one who wanted to kick her out of the house, now they're BFFs.
Yeah. And even Kyle said that like, oh, this is interesting. Last week or 2 weeks ago, let's kick Jules out. Now, let's sleep in the same bed together because we are best friends.
What is Carl's deal? He has some serious problems.
But okay, so I was totally blown away with the switcheroo because we thought,
right,
obviously, that Carl and Jules were the ones out and having possible sex.
With the door open. Not so.
So they didn't. They were just friends, never even kissed. No kissing, no nothing. Just slept in the same bed together, chatting till 3 a.m. What are you chatting about?
It was later than that, wasn't it?
It was late.
Yeah, what are you chatting about?
I don't know. So then we come to find out that it's Luke and Hannah.
With the freaking door open.
Was the door open, though?
Well, yeah, because Amanda went back in and said, oh, my God, I think Carl and Jules are having sex with the door open. And then she came back later and said, no, it's Hannah and Luke.
But then
the door was open.
Oh, yeah. But then Lindsay was having phone sex with her boyfriend.
I know. These people are so...
And it was really loud. It was so gross.
Somebody even said, nobody in this house is sleeping tonight.
No.
Oh my God. And Lindsay could give a shit about Jules and Carl. Everybody thought, yeah, oh my God, she's going to be so mad. She could give a shit.
Lindsay's very happy in her situation.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a fupa?
Yeah.
You have? I don't even understand what that is. Fat upper pussy. What the fuck does that mean?
I think it's just a little pooch.
A pooch of the pussy? A pussy pooch.
I think that's what it is, Ann.
What does that mean? Like the top part is...
Well, your lower stomach, you have a little bit of a poochy gut, which makes your pussy pooch.
Oh. I don't know. Oh, I was picturing like the... Is it the labia? I
don't know. Well, now you're getting a little too technical for me.
Anyway, that's it,
except that Hannah and Luke decide that
they're
together. I don't think they're together now because he's self-quarantining somewhere
out in some outback, but she did post a picture of them together. I don't think they're together.
You think they're just good friends?
Maybe good friends. Maybe they're together and they're just not quarantining together.
I don't know, but she and Paige are on Instagram Live
every night
with
a lot of followers.
A lot of followers, and they're on for a really long time.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. They are pretty funny. Let's talk a little Roni.
My favorite, my all-time favorite. This season is amazing.
Keep me in the Hamptons all summer long.
Ugh. No kidding.
Amazing. When Ramona calls Luann to apologize for putting her in the basement, and they're all sitting in the basement, and Luann was like, you know what? I'm not a spoiled brat. You know that. But I didn't appreciate not being thought of and kind of getting the worst room. She's like, I'm going to stay at my own house. We're like, please come over. Please come over. And then Sonia goes, you don't want to stay in this shithole. Sonia, even hungover. Great.
Oh, amazing.
So great.
Well, she doesn't even get hangovers. I mean, she bounces back like nobody's business. I don't even know how.
Is she getting those vitamins? You know,
I don't know. Is she really as drunk as we think she is?
I don't know. Maybe she's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
She fakes drunk very well.
So Luann comes over and they're going to play tennis. And of course, in true Ramona fashion, she has an amazingly handsome
Adriano
tennis pro, this Italian guy.
He's pretty cute.
Super cute.
39.
Super cute. Ramona is unbelievable with these men around. She flirts like nobody's business.
So embarrassing.
She's shameful.
But who is worse? Luann.
Oh my God.
Afterwards, how embarrassing for her that she basically threw herself on this guy. Said, oh, are you dating anyone? Do you have a family? No, no, it's hard to date in Manhattan. She goes, well, maybe you'll meet your person today. He goes, yeah, no, I don't think so. She's like, well, that was an insult.
I don't think not today. She was hitting it hard.
Ramona, who plays tennis a lot, Mario was like practically pro.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Awful.
She's awful. She can't even play. She wasn't even into it.
She's so bad.
She's so bad. She was whiffing balls. I mean,
you do not whiff a ball if you play tennis often. You don't whiff.
No, which makes me believe that she probably doesn't play tennis that often.
She has a coach that comes to her house.
How often does he come?
I don't know.
Only when she has her friends around.
Freaking love Ramona. She's so great.
She's one of a kind.
Oh my God. So then Leah and Sonia, well, they're kind of all in the kitchen, but they bring up the whole situation the night before at the party where, who's the friend that came in?
Elise?
Elise came in and said to Sonia, you know, you're the trophy wife. So, God, Sonia brings that up again and goes over and over it again. I was not the trophy wife. I helped out. I was gardening. I was cleaning the house. She doesn't get it. And then Tinsley starts complaining that, you know, you said I wasn't. But Leah was so great. She's like, if you have to explain you weren't a trophy wife, you were probably a trophy wife.
She's great. I love her. She's a great addition.
She's amazing.
Oh, and it gets better.
Oh.
It gets even better. But how about Ramona yelling at Leah for not finishing setting the table? She's the worst host ever.
She's horrible. And she acts like Leah's one of her children. Leah, thanks for setting the table. Leah's like, oh, you're welcome. You didn't set the table. You didn't even put the silverware out. In the meantime, there's like a lady out there setting the table. Why was Leah even involved in this?
Yeah. And Leah says, well, the lady out there said the silverware are in the napkins. It's like, they're not in the napkins. We only do that when we have a buffet.
The rest of the ladies were doing nothing. But they did stand up for Leah. They're like, tell her to shut the F up.
Well, Dorinda,
Sonia, stop
it. It was so funny because she said, are we staying with Ramona or are we working with Ramona?
I know.
Or
it's
working
so true.
For Ramona.
Working for, she is the worst hostess ever. Not only that, she leaves them later in the evening. Classic Ramona. You knew that when those ladies said, I don't want to go to that birthday party. And Ramona's like, oh my God, why do they want to stay out and hang out with each other? I want to go out, meet people. You knew she was going to leave them there to attend that other party.
Nobody goes to as many parties as Ramona.
Or gets and asked she, out or as many dates as
Ramona.
Oh my
God. And she will ditch you in a heartbeat if it means that she's going to miss a party.
I do appreciate her barbecuing her own lunch for everybody.
Well, she didn't really know what the hell she was
no,
doing.
No, she didn't, but she did it.
She tried. I mean, how hard is it to barbecue some turkey burgers and
so
hot dogs?
Funny. And as she's doing it, she's yelling at Sonia. Sonia, I need your help. Sonia. And Sonia's standing. She goes, stop interrupting me. You're so rude.
The way they talk to each other cracks me up.
They're like two little old ladies.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what they're going to be like in another 10 years? The dog groomers come.
Oh, God.
Oh. Sonia calls the dog groomer.
Okay. They were gay, right?
Well, I mean, I was going to say, the way Luann was hitting on the dog groomer, who I don't think was on her team,
is awful.
Well, I don't think she really cares so much what they look like.
She is a horny ass bitch. You know what show she needs to go on? Too Hot to Handle for Adults.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
She's the most horny person I've ever met. She picks up on everybody.
It was nutty. It was like a crazy aunt. That
guy was not good looking. He had a nice physique, but his face, no. The hair, no.
Well, I don't know what his preference is, but I'm guessing that he probably wasn't playing on the same team as Luann.
Also, he's a dog washer.
She doesn't care.
She
had sex with a pirate. What does she care?
That pirate was sexy Johnny Depp.
The flirting is so embarrassing. And then she asks if he does massages. And he's like, oh, yeah. So then somehow she talks this guy into massaging her arms and her shoulders and asks him what he's doing later. And it was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
And the whole time Sonya's like, oh, Luann's doing her thing.
Oh, they all know. They each have each other's number. They know exactly.
And then when she says goodbye to him, like, thank you for the massage. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Kiss, kiss. It was almost like she was going to go for the lips if he went in.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, gross.
100%.
So then they have the ladies' night. They're all going to have dinner. And this guy, Jeff, shows up. And Ramona admits that
the only one that didn't go to the other party.
All of her guy friends, but everybody else was at that party that she really wants to be at, which she goes to later. But Jeff is the only one who's going to go to the party later, but shows up.
Poor Jeff. That's all I have to say.
What the hell are you doing here? Oh, Leah, Tinsley, and Sonya continue to just get wasted, which was the most amazing thing I've seen in such a long period of time.
It was epic.
So great. The crazy part was it wasn't Dorinda.
No, it wasn't Dorinda, although Dorinda was getting a little tipsy later in the night.
She just didn't want to get naked.
But she wasn't running around like a crazy person like Leah, Tinsley, and Sonya.
Thank you, Leah. Leah turned into that party guest that wasn't going to take shit from these upper elitist people, calling them on their shit. They think they're something. They have these cheap ass tiki torches. I hate these fucking things. Pulls them up, throws them. So great. And then got Ramona involved. That was fantastic. Got Tinsley naked, which is amazing.
No, she got Sonya involved.
Or Sonya. Who did I say?
Ramona.
Ramona. Yeah, no. Sorry.
She was chucking lit tiki torches. I was thinking, oh my God, if there's dry brush behind those bushes, it's all over. Can you imagine?
That definitely was a little scary. But I loved the fact that she was doing it.
It was hilarious. Oh my God. It was hilarious.
And then even better the next morning when they go down and the whole kitchen is a mess. By the way, are they supposed to clean it up? I don't think so. She was the one who left her own house.
Well, and maybe not the food.
How did Ramona not see that kitchen when she came in later on in the evening?
Oh, she probably went right to bed. She probably just assumed.
I guess.
But wait, let's back it up because Sonya was in the bathroom with the door open. That was a hot mess.
Yelling about still, I think, oh, because Leah was saying, get rid of the Morgan name. That was so 1985. Get rid of the Morgan name.
Oh, that was so funny.
Give it up. You're a strong person on your own. Give up the Morgan name.
And then after the total mess, the shit show that took place outside with the swimming. And I was actually surprised to see Tinsley was actually skinny dipping, which was not
actually,
like Tinsley.
No, she did have her bra on.
No, she took it off at the end.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Leah comes in. She goes and puts on some sheer top with her pancake boobs, which she did not give a shit.
Nope. Loved it.
About.
It actually, the top looked freaking amazing on her.
Oh my God. Totally.
She's like, we're all women here.
But Dorinda was so offended and appalled by it. She takes her in the bathroom to get her squared away. I don't know. She put on a swimsuit top or something. And you can hear
that leopard. That leopard top looked kind of nice.
It was cute.
It was cute under there.
But then you hear Dorinda in the bathroom with her going, oh my God, you have wings? You have wings in your crotch? What? I don't understand. Why do you have wings on your crotch?
Amazing.
Because what did she say? My pussy can fly or something like that. I was like, oh. And Dorinda goes,
so
no,
fantastic.
No, we can't. No, we can't. Oh, she was appalled. God. Did you see Dorinda smoking?
Was it a vape pen? Yeah. I still don't really understand what a vape pen is. It's tobacco.
So was she smoking weed?
Not all vape pens are weed.
Well, I know. They can be tobacco,
right,
too.
But so I don't know.
I don't either.
But shouldn't you? I know that you can't smell it. There's not a lot of smoke.
Yeah,
but
it
if it was weed, wouldn't it be smoke? So it probably wasn't weed.
Well, I don't know.
Because she was in the house.
Yeah, but Ramona wasn't home. So, you know, anything is possible.
Ooh, true.
I was just surprised they showed it because they don't ever show. Luann's a smoker, too, but they don't show it on camera.
They never show her smoking. So also Luann admitted that it's really hard. It was really hard for her not to drink the night before, because now that she can drink because she's off probation, she wants to drink. She knows she's not really an alcoholic.
Okay.
And so
I think we're going to see her drinking later on in the season.
I hate to say I hope so. If she was really an alcoholic, I don't want that to be. But I honestly don't think she's an alcoholic. I think she can have, like, look at Leah. Leah should not have vodka.
No. But Luann is probably one of those people who can drink. They don't wake up in the morning and have to have a drink, but she doesn't know how to control her alcohol.
She doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
I feel like she would now. We'll see.
Oh my God, what a show. I'm telling
you.
I
did appreciate though when in the morning when Ramona was going freaking crazy about the kitchen and she's like, I'm gonna go check on Dorinda and Sonia. They had something to do with this. And there standing is Leah, not saying a freaking word. And they hear her coming. They go under the covers like they're little kids.
With their little face mask things on. So funny. But Leah did clean up. She helped clean up. And then Ramona went outside and was like, oh my God. And then Dorinda went outside and goes, oh yeah, this is bad. This is really bad.
Leah was like, I sort of remember. She's like, I'm sorry. I was really doing like my Game of Thrones thing. Wait, what about them playing basically champagne pong?
Oh, yeah. Classic. That was early in the night.
That was early on. They were playing champagne pong.
Yeah.
And they didn't really know how to play, which was even
better. No, they didn't
champagne
care.
Champagne glasses and champagne.
They were just drink.
Chugging the champagne.
They were all participating in that, except Luann.
That was fun. A little Vanderpump.
Oh, God, Anne. Are they trying to make Dana the lead character? Because she's in every single episode, I feel like.
I think so. LVP loves Dana. I don't dislike Dana either. I really like her. I just think it's a bad season for her to be on this.
It's a bad season because there may not be a second season or another season for her.
I just don't know what this is.
This story is
gonna do or
nothing
what's
is going
happen.
Anywhere with
well,
this
the thing
whole
is, it's
thing.
Already, this the season's done. It's already been filmed. Nobody's filming anything new.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting time where we might see a lot of breaks. You know, maybe things not coming back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But excuse me, I did feel sorry for Dana when Sheena shows up at her apartment and says, "I have a birthday present for you," and it's a psychic. And I know how much your mom meant to you because you had the same birthday and her mom passed away. Wow. That was a lot. And Dana was like, yeah, I don't think so. And Sheena's like, well, I just set it up. I didn't tell her where you lived. I just kind of have her on call. Oh, no. She told her where she lived and she was waiting outside.
Yeah, that was a bad move. That was a really bad move. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sheena says, well, because Dana said, have you ever had a family member die, you know, pass away? And Sheena's like, well, no, but my mom has. Well, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Totally different situation. Dana's a young girl whose mother died young.
Yeah.
Totally different situation. And if Dana wanted to do that, you know what? You give her a card for it and say, listen, if you're willing to do this or if you want to do this, if you're interested,
let me know and I'll set it up. You don't spring it on her. You get the clear first because people take it different ways.
Absolutely.
Some people don't believe in it. Some people are afraid by it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a poor judgment call on Sheena's part.
Definitely.
And are we surprised?
No, but and to kind of lie about, oh no, I didn't tell her where you live. And then there's the lady right outside.
And she goes, well, I didn't give the apartment number. Well, what the hell?
I do like that Dana called her on it, though. It was like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, because she heard the lady outside.
She heard her. That was pretty great. I'm so over Tom losing the marriage certificate again.
Do you think that he really did? I mean, do you think this is all bullshit? Because I kind of
like
do.
It looked like a bad acting job by him for sure. Didn't you see him? He was like, oh, whoops, I lost it again. You know what that sounds like, Tom? That you don't want to be married to Katie.
Exactly. And who would blame him for that? Not me.
We got to go to the Witches of WeHo party because that was really what this is all about. I don't care about the new people working at Sir. I'm over
it.
I'm over it. There's nothing to say about any of the new people.
I'm tired of Lala. Don't care.
Her and James get together.
Go off into the sunset.
Here's the thing. Her and James get together. They had a good banger. The music is called a banger.
Well, whatever.
A set?
All
what
I know
is
her voice. We both could have sounded like that because it was so auto-tuned.
God.
It could have been anybody singing that.
Kanye. Very Kanye-esque.
Oh, yeah. Kanye.
God.
All right. So, yeah, the witch is a wee-ho. I felt bad for Kristen again. They go to this event. Stassi clearly didn't want to be there. It looked like Kristen was doing everything, although all she did was bring in a banner and a couple of cauldrons.
Yeah, Katie put on social media that, listen, nobody does anything because we have basically a company that does it for us.
Yeah.
So we show up. Yes, she should have maybe helped pin up a few things, but that's about it.
Yeah.
It's not like she's doing everything. All they're required to do is copy everything on social media. That's it.
Yeah, that's their part. They don't have to do anything that's labor intensive.
No. The wine was made for them.
And I still say, if it was making a lot of money, Stassi would be a little more involved than she was. It's probably not making any money, which is why Stassi doesn't care, because now she's got her little live tour and she's got her podcast and her book.
Although, maybe now, if it was making money, she would have been happy to stay in it because she's not live touring anymore.
Well, that's true. But I don't even think you can find that wine anymore. I don't think they're producing it.
Yeah, no.
They probably had a few cases they needed to get rid of.
And that's it. That's it. But so Bo and Kristen are friends. That's how.
Yeah, they go way back, apparently.
Yeah, I think he.
They introduced Stassi.
Right.
Or Kristen introduced Stassi.
Well, they worked with Bo because Bo gets them jobs. I mean, he's a casting guy. So Kristen was friends with him first. And Kristen said, now, you know, can we still be friends even though me and Stassi aren't friends? And
he's
like, yes, you're my friend. But, you know, can I come up and hug you? No. Very appropriate response by Bo. Yes, you're still my friend. Because we can be friends outside of Stassi.
Right.
But Stassi starts and it's turning and talk about the bad passenger.
Ugh.
Scary.
She was completely out of line.
Totally embarrassing. And she's in her own head, crazy. Now, when she said, it brings me back to before with Kristen and the Bo stuff. I mean, not the Bo. The
Jacks.
Jack stuff. Then I kind of got what she was getting at. This is bringing up a lot of bad memories. You and Jax were best friends. You and Jax denied everything. Even though Bo's a different person, I could see Stassi's fucked up. So this is ingrained in her.
Yeah, but the way she handled it, she could have pulled Bo aside and said, listen, you can be friends, but this really triggers me when I see you guys together. I think Kristen did the right thing. She just walked away and said, this is inappropriate.
Yep.
And I think Bo did the right thing. He tried to calm her down, but she kept saying, are you not my person? Are you not my person?
It was crazy. It was. Yeah. It was so bad.
Everybody was
so
looking at her.
And she's like, I'm embarrassed right now. And I can't believe I'm standing here doing this. Because you know what? That's old Stassi.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
That was bad.
Dark passenger.
Very, very bad.
Yeah. So.
And that next day he's supposed to be proposing to her.
I know, which we know it still happens.
Of course.
He should have paused that one for a little bit because she was way out of line.
I don't know how you get over that quickly. A fight like that was super intense.
But what do you do when you have a guy that's supposedly your best friend is now engaged to someone who you're no longer friends with? That's kind of, I don't think you can be best friends anymore.
You can't. She needs to step back.
You know?
And I'm sure Bo has now. He realizes it.
Well,
yeah, you
have
to
find another best friend.
You do have to make a...
Yeah, you definitely have to pick
your... You have to make a point. And you know what? Bo's a nice guy and he was like, yeah, I can be your friend. But no, you can't. Yeah.
No, you can't.
You
can be friendly, but...
Yeah, you can say hi. I wanted to talk a little Below Deck last week. Because we didn't touch on it.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
And weren't you surprised that Parker resigned?
He needed to resign, Anne.
He did, but I was surprised he did.
I was too, but I think he was waiting for his, you know, ex-girlfriend, now who's fiance.
That was shocking.
Yeah. She's very cute.
Very cute. Proposed underwater.
Underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he probably realized this is not the place for me, and... He didn't quit. He resigned.
Yeah. I think that's why he, quote, resigned, because he wanted to say that.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't the right spot for him.
No.
But they get a new guy.
I like him. Is it Chris?
I love Chris. He's English. He's cute. He's a little
kind
of nerdy, but he knows boats.
Yeah. He knows his stuff.
On a yacht. Like what? Like Olympic team. Like he used to race yachts or something.
Oh, yeah. He's very well versed on the yachting. And I'm waiting for him and for Ciara to get in it.
You think?
Don't you think? Well,
Wait.
She's kind of bossy.
Wait, you mean Oh, you think so? I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Well, when they were on the deck and she was telling him about the sails and you have to watch this and watch that, and he didn't say anything. He was very nice.
Yes.
But later he said, yeah, I know. I didn't want to say anything to her, but, you know, I know what I'm doing, basically.
So what's the boyfriend's name? Paget?
Paget?
What he needs to do is sit Sierra down and say, or the three of them, like, what is your experience? So we don't have to go over stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
He's probably more experienced than Paget. Paget just knows that boat in particular.
Right, 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 right.
So these new charter guests are California influencers.
Ooh.
This was fucking amazing, Gina.
Oh, these were the best guests all season.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed for them. It's amazing.
Yeah, they were from Newport Beach.
Yes.
They kind of look like they were from Newport Beach.
Oh, yes.
Very housewifey.
Yes, the
blonde.
The puffiness of everything. The lips, the cheeks, everything was coming out. But one of them has a boyfriend. I don't know who that other guy was. Was it another boyfriend?
I think that was the other girl's boyfriend. And then there was one solo girl, and they all met online because they were all social influencers, but travel. Was it travel bloggers or something?
That was a little confusing because the one was like all smiles and didn't look like goofy. The others at all.
No. A little goofy. A little older maybe than the other girls.
Yeah, but they were all about taking pictures. Everything was about the pictures. Ugh, which is fine. I mean, it's beautiful. But
it was obnoxious.
Those two guys who were extremely good looking said nothing the entire time until the one. I loved that the one main girl was really flirting and hitting on
Adam. She was kind of drunk.
Yes.
She was kind of drunk.
I mean, Adam is very cute.
Is he that cute, though? I mean, they were like...
Gina, you're getting on a boat. You're sick of your boyfriend. You're kind of pissed at your boyfriend for some unknown reason. And then there's Adam.
Her boyfriend was really cute. He was really way cuter than Adam.
Yeah, very.
But he seemed a little bit controlling, although she was out of line.
Yeah.
They were all super wacky. And her boyfriend says, you know, I love you. And she goes, okay. And just walks away.
Oh, yeah. And every
so
time,
rude.
One of the girls said to her, God, you look so pretty. She goes, I know. They're so shallow. What was the thing they kept saying to each other? It was so bad. Like, what did they say that?
There was something they kept saying.
Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute.
God, you know what? When I hear adult women talk like that, it drives me crazy.
So cute.
You're not so cute.
Oh, man.
So next week, it's going to be juicy because he calls her out. The good-looking guy and the blonde girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, gets pissed. Did he propose this time or is it next time?
I think it's next time.
Well, he also tells her, so they're sitting at the table and she says something like, oh my God, Adam is so good. He's so hot.
I couldn't believe it. The way they were talking about Adam in front of their boyfriends was blowing my mind.
It was kind of beautiful in front of Jenna.
Oh.
I did appreciate it in front of Jenna. Right?
Oh, she was laughing going, oh my God,
so
these
great.
Women are too much. But
hilarious.
Then she goes and tells Adam.
Oh yeah. These ladies are quite impressed with you.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, they're not my type.
Well, then the boyfriend's like, stop it. Shut up now.
Well, he should have said that.
Oh, my God.
She was out of control.
It was bad. She was clearly drunk. But still, so embarrassing.
First of all, I couldn't imagine ever acting like that or saying stuff like that in front of a boyfriend or husband.
In front of, if it was all the girls, of
And you're
course.
Giggling, going, oh, my God, that guy is so freaking. And I think
so
we've probably
cute.
Done this. That
Duh.
Guy is so freaking cute, but
Do
not
it with all
there.
Of these housewife guys. Like, oh my God, they're so cute. But no, I would honestly never do that in front of Dan.
Well, I think maybe once or twice I have pointed out a really good looking guy to Troy. Like, oh my God, that guy is like.
Well, I would say something like, oh, that guy is so ugly. I feel so sorry for him. And then Dan would look at me. But it's usually listen, if it was somebody our age, no. I would never say that.
No, no, no. It's usually somebody that's younger.
It's usually somebody that's very young. And obviously, we would not be in that
same situation. Yeah, of course. And it's with, in joking.
Of course.
In a joking way, not a serious way.
We are happily married women.
We say that every day. We believe it. Yes, we do.
We are happily married women. Well, I hope these... this new recording turns out well.
Well, in my ear, it sounds fantastic.
In our ears, Gina is finally as loud as me.
Woohoo!
And I can back up and sing loud. And I'm super happy about it. So I hope it works out.
I know. I'm happy to hear good, clear audio. I'm happy to be outside. I'm happy to be across the table.
I know.
Social distancing from you.
It's beautiful. Oh,
it's fantastic.
Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I hope your weather is as nice as ours.
I know.
And that's it.
Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.